车到底有没有网。
Morning, Dave. KO4 NUE. How are you this morning, sir?
Good morning, Chad. I got your postal mail. I appreciate you sending that.
Okay, well, I hope you, I hope you put it up on the board or put it in your book or something for just, I'm sorry, man. You do with it what you want. I'm just saying. Thank you. You're welcome. I hope you enjoy it.
I have two of those now, and they're in the. I've got the other one in the file cabinet, and this one's just sitting out on the desk. I'm not. I just left it sitting out there for a while before I file it with my parents' call signs. They're both passed away. They were both ham radio operators. And their FCC license. But I do appreciate you sending that and appreciate what you're trying to do there, too, to get make the effort to make us better prepared for when things go wrong. I used to work up in Charlotte, and there was a lot of ham radio operators up there when Katrina happened. I was working up there, and ham radio operators in Charlotte evacuated Charlotte and went down to Katrina to help them out. And that's what they did, was what you're doing. That's what they passed reliable traffic until the infrastructure was built back. So that's a good thing you're doing. I appreciate what you do.
The support, Dave, I do, man. I'm trying to learn and been getting some mentorship up on single sideband. And I'm trying my best. I just feel like... I don't know. I just feel like I'm going to get in trouble if I send, you know, a test message or something across our net. I don't know. I just can't get past that. I don't know why I'm thinking that.
If it offends anybody, then that person has some education to accomplish, because that's what it was originally established for, right? So, and I know time, things change, right? The only constant is change. I don't think you're going to, first of all, I don't think you're going to offend anybody. And secondly, even if you did, you would be the one in the right. They would be the one that had some learning to do. It is a traffic net. It's built for that. Like, there's other nets out there that are built for people that are, you know, doing work on ham radio, building radios, restoring radios, that kind of stuff. It might not be appropriate for that because they wouldn't know what you're talking about. But for the net that we have on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on 610, that was the original intent, was to be prepared for that and to use a repeater like it's being used a lot here lately with all the new hams that are coming in. Because one of the things Ray used to say is, and he repeated it, and I'll repeat it just like he did, is if it's not being used, nobody knows it's there. Right? So use it so that people know that it's here. But don't let that bother you, right? And you know what? Being new, mistakes are going to happen. Let them happen. That's how you learn. The only people that aren't learning anything are the people that aren't doing anything. So continue on as you are, and don't be afraid that you're going to break a rule or something. If you do, you know, learn from it and move forward. W4DJW.
That's some real good advice. I appreciate that. Well, if you ever want to send a radiogram to a family member or another ham or up on single sideband, man, they send happy birthday and happy anniversary. And, you know, they just, as long as it's on that radiogram, it's an official piece of traffic, no matter what's written on it. So, yeah, so if you ever want to send traffic or something, hey, please let me know, man. I would love to do it. Be excited to do it. So glad you got it through the mail. Walt got his. And I went up to Richmond, took my radio, and got up on a single sideband and sent a piece of traffic through the Richmond repeater. It was called the Rat's Net. Richmond Amateur Telecommunication Systems Repeater. And when the net controller came on and asked for traffic, and I told him I had a piece of traffic to send to Ham, I know up there, who happened to be on the net, by the way. He just kind of froze a little bit and didn't know what to say, and I think that's where my hang-up is, that I don't want to do anything that embarrasses anybody, and it's certainly the net controller, but honestly, I just don't know any other way for people to learn, and I just going to give it a shot, because I know, man, it works. They send traffic from here all the way around the world, and on a piece of paper, through the radio, and that is just absolutely fascinating to me.
Well, think of it like a rusty bolt. It's been there for a long time. It belongs there. But every now and then you have to take them out, lubricate them, put them back in. Sometimes you have to apply heat. Sometimes you have to apply torque. Sometimes you have to apply lubricant. But sometimes those bolts need to be twisted, and that's what you're doing. You're twisting old rusty bolts, and that's a good thing, right? Don't be discouraged. I know Steve and I used to. Steve's the guy you'll hear on this repeater every now and then who is in South Dakota. He was single when he lived down here for 10 years, and we were both learning amateur radio at the same time. And we used to do PSK on sideband. And one day he got the right idea. Let's try that on the PSK on the repeater. So we did, and Ray pulled us. That might not be such a good idea for the repeater. He was very polite about it. He told us, you know, don't be doing that in a very kind way. But we were just learning, right? We didn't know. We were right where you are right now, and we were learning, and we probably should have asked, but we didn't. We didn't know enough to ask. But after that, we did. So, and all is good. No, life goes on. Anyway, I'm about home. I had to take a load over to O'Neill, and now it's time to go in the house and get back to work. But good talking to you. Glad you had a good, successful trip up there to Richmond and back. I know what that's like. I've had to do that before for work, go for one meeting. Drive all the way up there, drive all the way back for one meeting. That's exhausting. Anyway, glad you got back safe. Take care. KO4NUE W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
I'm in a rough spot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. But hey, you have a wonderful day. If there's anything I can do to help you, please let me know.
4 OLK listening.